This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Crowds of people came together around Colorado this weekend to protest the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
My body!
My choice!
My body!
My choice!
Protests spanned from the state capitol in Denver to City Hall in Colorado Springs to Grand Junction's federal courthouse, where more than 100 people showed up, many with homemade signs. In Denver, ralliers like Elise Hoover were distraught by the verdict.
It's just heartbreaking to think that there are so many women and people out in the country who are going to have that right decided by their state. I don't know if I could have a career if Roe wasn't something that was around when I was growing up.
People who support the Supreme Court's decision say this is just the beginning and more should be done to further restrict access to the procedure in the state. And CPR is going to have more coverage and analysis from both sides following the historic ruling at CPR.org. The state's largest Pride Festival is underway in Denver this weekend. More than 100,000 people are expected to attend. And if you're headed downtown, watch for street closures along Colfax Avenue and near Civic Center Park. The big parade kicks off at 9:30 this morning. And this is CPR News and KRCC. Possible thunderstorms for Denver today, high in the upper 60s. Right now in Denver, it's 59 degrees, Grand Junction 78. It's 9:06.